kinyan tests of the memches devarim shatar nikkens bahem is tahara. And there are many different aspects and ideas to talk about when it comes to tahara purity. The Medrash Shmuel, who actually has tahara as number 14, he talks about tahara samachshava. And I'll read you what he says. He says that a person has to be metar himself from machshavos and hirurim roim. And he says we find that when Chazal said ben tesvav l'gemara, a person should start learning Gemara when he's 15. Take if samcho elav min shmona esrei l'chuppa. They immediately said that a person should get married when they're 18. Why? Ki tzarech shetekif yisa isha kedei shelo yahar hirurim roim. Yavil yidei tuma balayla. Person has to get married in order that he shouldn't have hirurim roim and come to tuma at night. Ki atoira tohoiro kedoisha. Torah is tahar and kadosh ve'eina chala b'makim tuma. And you can't have Torah in a makim tuma. K'maymer ha'chacham. Ano nasivna b'shitzar. I got married at 16. V'i hava nasivna bar besar. If I would have gotten married at 14, hava amina gira be'eina desitna. I would have thought that would have been arrows in the eyes of the Satan. Meaning that he would have wanted to get married 1 year before he started learning Gemara, because that would have been a tremendous te'elas to his learning b'tahara. Rabbi Rucham Lavavitz in Das Chachmo Musar, when he talks about the Kedusha of Torah and how Torah has to be learned b'tahara, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Beis, that says, Yiras Hashem Tahira Medes La'ad, on the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Yates Pasuk Yur, the Gemara says on that Pasuk, Zehaloyme Torah b'tahara. Yiras Hashem Tahira Medes La'ad, somebody who learns Torah b'tahara. And Rashi says, b'tahara, b'li hira ravera. Person who learns Torah b'tahara without hira ravera, his Torah is a medes la'ad. Since Torah is the essence and the epitome of Kedusha, so it's understandable why one of the kinyanim for a person to have siyata d'shmaya for atzlach and Torah would be to guard himself as much as possible and acquire the midah of tahara. Now, despite the fact that Hirurim Rayim is a constant battle, there's always a nisayon for a person, it's important to know what the Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biya, Perek Chav Beis Halacha Chaf Aleph. G'dol mizay samru, yifane atzmo yomachshavto ledivrei Torah, person should turn his mind and his thoughts to divrei Torah, v'yarchiv daito b'chachma, and expand his mind with chachma. She'ein machsheves arayis miskaberes elo b'leiv panoi mina chachma. The machsheves of arayis only strengthen themselves by a person whose lev, whose heart and mind is void of chachma. And we know the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Loi Torah Tavlin. And the Mesillas Yesharim in Perakei is Marich and says that if the only refuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for this Makkah is Torah, must be that the only way for a person to have true Atzlacha in getting rid of the Yetzer Hara is only through Limud HaTorah. And he writes that a person could go their whole life and not realize that the only medicine they have for the Yetzer Hara is the Torah. And he says, a mashal, you have a person who's sick and he goes to the doctors and they prescribe him medication. But he says he's not taking the medication until he understands the way the medication works, and he's going to figure it out on his own what he should take. This person's definitely going to die. He says so too. The only person that really understands the disease of the Yetzer Hara and what is available to fight the Yetzer Hara is the one who created this disease called the Yetzer Hara. So why would a person put the Torah on the side and try other medications? And the Mesillas Yesharim says that a person who doesn't notice this, Vaday shechoshech hachumri yisvelech v'yigvar olav madrega achar madrega, Fuhula Yavin Achi Yimatse Shakua Bira'a Virachik Min Ha'emes Harche Gadol Shafilu Hurure Dvarim Layalu Aliba Levake Sha'emes. A person who doesn't realize that the Torah is the refuah for the Yetzer Hara could land up in a place where even thoughts about seeking the truth will be so far that they'll be hard to come by. So we see clearly that the Torah is a refuah for anyone that's having Hirhurim Raim, and definitely it's apropos to understand why Taira is a kinyan for a person to be zeicha for siyata d'shmaya in Torah itself. Have a wonderful day.